Police have now released CCTV of a man who was reported missing in Montville on January 18. The footage shows Eden Huntington getting into a grey Ford Territory around 4:12 that morning at his holiday accommodation. He was wearing a blue shirt and black shorts with a white cap. The 28-year-old was last seen about 10 minutes later inside that vehicle parked in the main street of Montville. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. As part of Nambour Hospital's redevelopment, one of its buildings will be demolished this week. Some road closures and exclusion zones are in place while Block 1 is pulled down to make way for a new courtyard and patient drop-off area adjacent to the final emergency department. Block 1 is located at the front of the hospital on the corner of Hospital Road and Mapleton Road. A big boost for University of the Sunshine Coast scientists who are working on a vaccine to treat chlamydia in koalas. Global interest in their work has led to a major health company committing $175,000 to support key stages of further developing the vaccine into an industry-grade registered version to be supplied to wildlife hospitals and koalas in the wild. SIVA will fund the trials through its Wildlife Research Fund. SIVA Animal Health Technical Services Manager Finola McConaughey says the company has significant experience in developing and producing animal therapeutics.
Because SIVA has a lot of vaccine expertise in relation to manufacture, and there's quite a lot of difference between final manufacture and research manufacture, and so we have some experts who will be giving advice about the final manufacturing processes just to be sure that the process is as good as it could be when they make it in this smaller vaccine manufacturing company.
Mooloolaba has been named one of the best beaches in the South Pacific. It's rated fourth on TripAdvisor's annual Best Beaches survey, Cable Beach in Broome taking the top spot. Also making news, NAPLAN kicks off today with years 3, 5, 7 and 9 to be assessed at some 10,000 schools between now and the 27th. And Bindi Irwin says she is healing. The local wildlife warrior taking to social media this morning to say thank you for the thousands of messages she's received after announcing last week she's undergone surgery after 10 years of suffering with endometriosis.